Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Oh, blow it out your ass. Kill this song. There's no vibes. How could there be vibes, David? This team's dead. Hi, everybody. So listen, I can't do what the other shows have done. Namely, Morning Show. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to do this nonsense, and I don't think Rico is either. Up, you know, next man up, nothing to worry about. I don't know if John was all cracked out of his mind this morning or what that was. You're effed. There's your update. I'm Jeremy Otto.
Technically, it was denial. Montgomery News hadn't been out yet.
It's Aleem McNeil done for the year. It's Carlton Davis done unless you, at a minimum, made the NFC title game. And Montgomery's done. And you can seek a second opinion, do whatever he wants. Even if the guy plays, he won't be David Montgomery. That's on top of the injuries. That's on top of everything you're dealing with. You don't have any bodies left. You don't get to keep saying next man up and continuum. Because the more you do it, the more it's just tough guy talk. It's cliche. The next guy up died. You don't get to say next guy. You're playing people that should be working at Blockbuster. Now you've lost your lead dog corner. Your lead is now a rookie. You did everything last offseason, so you never had to look at Vildor again. Cutscene. Hi, it's me again. You're down every linebacker you have. You're signing street free agents. Your entire D-line. Davenport, dead. McNeil, dead. Hutch, dead. Kaminsky, dead. Peku, dead. You want me to keep going? They're all dead. You're out of gas. You're out of bodies. And if there were two guys that you couldn't lose on defense, just couldn't lose them, no circumstances, it was Carlton Davis and Aleem McNeil. And they're both gone. One for the season, and he's going to miss the start of next year. Who are we kidding? And Carlton Davis is gone, and if everything goes well, no setbacks, everything's perfect, maybe he can play in the NFC title game after having not practiced and done anything for 6 weeks. Yeah, I'm sure that'll go great. So I'm just at a point where I think you're – what I've heard on this station all day is copium. I don't do it. It's got nothing to do with Dan Campbell. It's got nothing to do with Brad Holmes. This is as unfair as it gets, but the NFL doesn't care. This was your year. You were the best team in the league. It's been taken. It's not excuses. It's a reason. Yeah. I mean, Rico, your season got upended. Why? Injuries. Yeah. It's not an excuse.
Yeah. And here's the thing about Carlton Davis. I was talking with a friend. I didn't even think about this. Even if he comes back, Mike, with your jaws wired shut, he's going to be weak. He's going to lose weight. He won't be the same person in 6 weeks with jaws wired shut. There's copium. Only so many protein drinks you can have.
Bro, you know what's going on. This town, this is the other side of euphoria phase. Now people will irrationally minimize the injuries because they can't face the truth, which is it has gone from me saying we are winning the Super Bowl to now, it would be a miracle to just get there. I mean, you've got like a 10% shot. It's unsustainable. I can't ask Aaron Glenn to put a good game plan out there. He doesn't have 11 NFL football players. Straight up right here, right now, how many guys on this team are NFL football players on the defensive side of the ball? You got Brian Branch. You got Kirby Joseph. You got DJ Reader, who, by the way, Reader was awful yesterday. Got absolutely
Arnold
bodied.
You got Arnold.
Okay, so a couple, right?
Jack Campbell, yeah.
You see where we're going now. So you guys can do whatever you like. If you're looking for someone to make you feel better, you got the wrong show. I can't do it. I'm disgusted. I feel like you got absolutely robbed because you could have sold me, hey, bad day at the office yesterday. They couldn't play man cover. Allen was splendid. Taste your own blood a little bit. Rally up. Let's go do the damn thing. But when you take Aleem McNeil out of this thing, you're taking Chris Jones. You're taking Aaron Donald. You're taking Dexter Lawrence. You're taking the linchpin to your defense. You take that player out on top of the other injuries? No. Oh, and on top of it, we're going to – oh, and by the way, Carlton Davis now, third straight year, he'll miss at least four games.
Yeah.
And he's your lead corner.
Yeah. And that's one that I know they say he's going to be back. I don't see how he's back in playing shape.
No. It's all hopium and copium. That's all this is. That's all I've heard on the station all day. I'm not into it. I'd rather have a cathartic show, let people vent, because you should be angry. It's been taken from you, and it's not fair, but that's why winning a Super Bowl is so hard. Guys, the only player that could have got hurt yesterday that would have been worse than the two that got hurt would be Jared Goff. Like, if Goff got broken in half, that's the only player worse than losing Carlton Davis and Aleem McNeil off of a defense already missing six or seven starters.
No, you're right. I would have said Panay, but yes, Goff is, now you're in the Hendon Hooker phase. Now we're going for draft picks.
Yeah, so look, I don't know what to say. I just shoot you straight, just like in August when I told you you're winning this thing. I believed it up until this week where losing David Montgomery for the year, are you kidding me? The heartbeat of the offense? He's what makes Gibbs effective because you can have the 1-2?
Yeah.
Losing McNeil? Losing Davis? These are all season enders. Guys, you get to a point. Look, 2008, this happened to my team. The Giants were ready to go back-to-back. They were the best team in football. I think they were 11-1 at the time of losing their Kareem McKenzie, their best offensive lineman, and Plax deciding a gun in sweatpants was a good idea. And you know what happened? They lost three of their next four, and they got dummied right out of the playoffs in the first round. Why? They weren't the same. It's players, not plays, right? Mm-hmm. Lose the wrong players. It's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. I feel for Aaron Glenn. Look, Ben Johnson's the one who has all the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Glenn's got nothing right now. If anything, I find what Aaron Glenn is able to do more impressive. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call in, you can go whatever way you want with this. What is your fate this team's going to deliver on the promise of a Super Bowl? Mine is down to under 10%. And it's only that high because, well, bleep happens. Things happen. Football's a weird game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm out of belief. It's all hope now. These injuries are just brutal.
I'm only going, I would say 10%, Mike, but the only way I would go 10% is you have to have the one seed. Because if you have to play that extra playoff game, I don't think you have enough bodies to last game after game after game. And especially now, if you're playing three NFC games in the playoff, chances are you're playing some of these on the road. So now that's a whole different element. Because at the beginning of the year, we're all talking about home games, and this place is going to be rocking, and oh my God, and the crowd, and the noise level. I was there yesterday, and it was amazing at the beginning of the game, just how loud that place could be. That's going to be gone. And now, you're going to have to look at it and say, hey, can we make it limp our way to the finish line in the final three games, not tripping up once, and get the one seed? Because the way it's going, we'll see what's going to happen tonight with Minnesota, but Philly just looks like they like the fact that everybody's focused on Detroit and nobody's talking about them, and they just keep winning. That's okay. We'll be here in the end, and everything has to come through Philly. You got to see what Minnesota's going to do. Is that final game against Minnesota for the division where the winner gets to play at home, and the loser's the 5 seed, and you're on the road for the entire playoff. So, yeah, the chances of them getting to the Super Bowl, I don't feel – it would be disingenuous to say, yeah, because Aaron Glenn, there's only so many times you can just keep blitzing with the people you pick up off the street. The talent just keeps decreasing and decreasing that teams are just going to start picking you apart. That was Josh Allen, but that was Buffalo out there. It wasn't all pro receivers torturing you. It was just some guys, but these weren't like, you know, that's not A.J. Brown out there. That's not Devontae Smith out there. So,
Aleem McNeil, Aiden Hutchinson, Marcus Davenport, Derek Barnes, Alex Anzalone, John Kaminsky, Jalen Reeves-Maben, Melifonwu, Rakestraw, Rodrigo, Mosley, Carlton Davis, Kyle Pecco, Mekhi Wingo. Oh, and the DB who died yesterday. The backup.
Khalil Dorsey.
That's who are all gone. And they're all on defense. So you want to call up and say you're not worried? God bless. Do whatever you like. You're not living in reality. And that's fine because it's easier than facing the pain of knowing that, yeah, likely you had the rug pulled out from under you. The football gods effed our season. But no, I think the most dishonest thing I could do today is go on the air and tell you it's going to be fine. I can't do that. I mean, can you get there? Is it possible? Sure. Anything is possible. But you are down to, you're as decimated on defense as I have ever seen an NFL football team entering the playoffs. I've just never seen this, ever. So it's possible. But no, now it's hope. Yeah. Now I'm going to go to hope phase with you guys. I hope they can do this. But the expectation and me being all brash about it, it's done.
No. The best thing that happened to this team with the injuries is that it at least happened in week 14, which allowed you to win games, but still set you up. If this happened earlier in the year, you'd be struggling to make the playoffs. But you won enough games. You have enough equity in the books. You'll be in the playoffs. You've clinched the spot. It's just where are you going to go?
248-539-9797. We start a Therapy Monday. Montgomery out for the year. Aleem McNeil out for the year. Carlton Davis could be out for the year unless you make it to the NFC title game. And even then, I'm with Rico. I temper my expectations. 3 more devastating injuries. You do what you want.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Not with it. All right, so let me do this. Ross Tucker did this. This is your 3 deep on defense. Okay, here's what you've lost, and sometimes maybe it'll provide further context. All right, you're starting left defensive end Marcus Davenport, dead for the year. You're starting right defensive end, all world player Aiden Hutchinson, dead for the year. The linchpin of your defense, your highest paid guy Aleem McNeil. Dead for the year. Gone. Your starting left corner, Carlton Davis. Gone. The backup to Aleem McNeil. Mekhi Wingo. Dead. Gone for the year. The backup to Aiden Hutchinson. James Houston. Dead. Not on the team. The backup to Alex Anzalone. Linebacker. Rodrigo. Gone. Rodrigo's backup. Jalen Reeves-Maben. Gone. So now you're 3 deeps eviscerated. Campbell's backup and Derek Barnes is only a backup because, well, Barnes got hurt. Barnes was the starter. Well, Barnes is dead. Your backup to Brian Branch. Melifonwu, gone. Your backup nickel, Dorsey, gone for the year. The backup at right corner, Terrion Arnold, gone. And now both backup nickels are hurt. Rakestraw, gone. Strickland, gone. Anything's possible, but I'm not here to sell you a lie. I picked them to win the Super Bowl. I stayed with it as long as I could. Yesterday, to me, was the end. If they pull this off, it'll be one of the greatest Super Bowl victories in history. But David Montgomery is the heartbeat of that offense. And losing Aleem McNeil, I would term it the same way if the Chiefs lost Chris Jones tomorrow. He is the glue that holds this thing together, Rico. That's before we talk about Carlton Davis.
Wow. Yeah, that's very sobering when you put it that way and you break it down by positioning. No. It is very sobering when you hear it broken down just like that, because yeah, it is. This is where, yes, next man up is you need a cornerback, and this is where Rakestraw comes in as a rookie and just balls out, and you're like, okay, you know what? He just needed a shot. He just needed a chance. This is, we joke about it, but this is Aaron Glenn walking into his defensive meeting rooms with, and the guys with name tags on. Who are you? Who are you again? I mean, we kind of saw that in the Green Bay game where Campbell came out and said, we just had to go for it, because he didn't say, I don't trust my defense, without saying, I really didn't trust my defense. I'd rather just keep the offense on the field at all times. Now, yeah, that's just got to be a staple. You can't punt. You can't kick field goals. You just got to score each and every time in these last three games, because I don't know what you have on defense, and I don't know if you can stop anybody. Now, granted, you won't have to play against a Josh Allen for your last three games, but
Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Jalen Hurts. I mean, dude, come on. Any quarterback worth the damn is going to be able to kill this defense. They got nothing left, and now I don't know how they're going to stop the run. They're out of bodies. They just are. Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. I'm distraught, because to me, they were winning it all. They were. Somehow going to the Super Bowl and losing would be easier than having the chance to go taken from you, and that's just what it feels like. It feels like the football gods just won't allow it this year, and that's awful. I feel terrible for the people. It sucks. Jerry, 97.1, what's up, Jer?
I wish I could say I was having a good Monday, man. I got to tell you, each time you say it's been taken from you and it's not fair, I feel like a little kid and I want to get all emotional and upset. It sucks.
It does.
The thing that really, like, the one thing I don't want to hear today, and I've been hearing it today from my friends, and it makes me want to blow up, but don't come at me and say, I had a friend use these three words with me, Mike. You ready with these three words?
Sure.
Giving up already? What?
Oh, dear.
Giving up already? What do you mean? And then has the audacity to go, oh, it must not be a real fan. Sorry, I choose to live in the real world, and our season's cooked. This sucks, and there's nothing else to say.
It's not like you're not rooting. It's not like you're not going to hope beyond hope, but we've
I've at least watch every week.
Right. I've just crossed the bridge from expectation to hope. And when you reach hope phase, that's a whole different thing. It has nothing to do with being a real fan.
You have to be able to alter your expectations when you're presented with what we've been presented with.
Yeah.
If you're still sitting there going, we're still going to win it, then you're just being delusional.
Right, but that's where people want to reside. And it's like, this isn't on Dan Campbell. This isn't on Aaron Glenn. It's not on Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes spent the whole offseason remaking a secondary so you'd never have to look at Kendall Vildor. Well, guess what? You got to look at Kendall Vildor again.
It's me again.
Big fan, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for a hell of a season.
Yeah, Jerry, you got it. And listen, I mean, you got to line up and play. You got to try to get the home field. You got to try to get the bye week. And you see if you can duct tape this thing together. But it's the injuries are too much. And the Montgomery thing, he's just like he's the pacemaker. He's the heartbeat of this deal. He's your short yardage guy. He's your physical guy. He's the perfect complement to Gibbs. Gibbs is not meant to be a 25-touch guy. It's just every... And by the way, what happens if you incur another injury or 12 in the next 3 weeks? You know what I mean? Like, it's not static. The idea of no one getting hurt? Holy hell, what do they have left?
On the defensive side, not much.
That's what it feels like. They got nothing. Let me ask you a question. How am I supposed to ever get upset at Aaron Glenn? Or better yet, how could I expect anything from Aaron Glenn moving forward? There's not a defensive coordinator in football that could work with what's left on this defense.
Funny, but you know what? That last caller, Mike, there's a difference between fans and realistic fans. And some fans, a friend of mine was texting me, this is all Aaron Glenn's fault.
What?
What is? You know, look at him out there. He's not making adjustments. With what? He's got nothing.
Oh, my God.
Like, seriously?
Here's the other thing. Here's an adjustment. Have your front four be able to hold rush integrity and lane integrity and not let Josh Allen out of the pocket. Look, at that point, everything's foobar. But beyond it, now you're playing with, at the linebacker level, no one who's supposed to be with this team outside of Jack Campbell, who's only a second-year player. And you lost your lead corner. We just told you about the injury. You know what? Everybody needs a boogeyman. That's how this stuff works. Yeah. People get uncomfortable when I can't blame anyone and I just blame the football gods. There's an element of luck to winning a Super Bowl. My team's been lucky to do it. Sometimes you get unlucky. They won't leave you guys alone. And those injuries, it just feels like it's been taken. I mean, hey, maybe we're sitting here in a month and they're the cardiac cats and they're winning a bunch of shootouts and it's 38-35. And it would be the most impressive coaching job
in 18 games. I mean, 4 games in 18 days.
I think a lot of it. I mean, I do. You know my thoughts on Thursday Night Football, but then again, the Lions did come in rested 10 days, right? But Rico, I'm with you. You're late in the year. The Lions had the early bye week. It's killing them, right? It's been 3 months since they had a bye week, a full bye week. The human body's not meant to do this. I do think there's a connectivity there. Maybe I'm crazy. Go to Sully 97.1. Sully, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, brothers, I'm spot on with you guys today, man. Enough of this already. But is it just me, like the other caller said? I live in a real world. You know what? This season was over. Oh, Hutch went down. Yeah, that was terrible. But when Anzalone went down, that was the chair break, spinal cord, back breaker right there. That was it. I mean, there's nothing left now. I don't care if you bring all these corpses in, and yesterday just proved that they're going to be corpses, but they had no chance. When Anzalone went down, he was the last defender. I mean, really? And now you got this? It's like these guys, I don't care what kind of miracle happens. At your best, you probably wouldn't beat the Eagles the way they're playing now. You're not going to do it. And you've seen what the Bills, if you happen to make it to the Super Bowl, the Bills and Mahomes would eat you up. So what do you guys think about that? They had no chance after Anzalone went down.
I'm not ready to say that. I mean, I know I valued it. It hurt. It's your green dot linebacker. It's your starter. I don't think they won or lost based on that. I don't think their season ended based on that. It's the collective. No. It's all of it together.
Now I sit there, and if you talk about the playoffs, I look at not just Jalen Hurts, but, yeah, I look at Baker Mayfield. I look at Matthew Stafford. Those are three quarterbacks with this defense as depleted as it is. They would have their way. And I don't think any Lions fan wants to see Matthew Stafford come into Detroit and eliminate them from the playoffs.
Well, you may not have that problem. Lose one game, you're the 5 seed.
Okay, I don't think any Lions fan wants to see Detroit go to L.A. and lose to Matthew Stafford in the playoffs.
No, it's just no fan base deserves it, but no fan base deserves it less than this one. This was all set up for them. I don't fear Baltimore. I don't fear Kansas City. I don't fear Buffalo. You got to have a full deck of cards if you're going to play them, yeah. And they don't. And that's why that game looked the way it looked to me.
See, it was funny because Kansas City, I didn't fear. I didn't think this game was going to be like this yesterday with Buffalo. Baltimore is still, because for some reason, Baltimore is built to beat this Lions team.
But remember, playoff Lamar. 248-539-9797. Go Super Bowl your ass.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, David, we'll check in on Ticket Text the first time all day. And again, our mood matches the weather. It's a bummer. I mean, this Lions season has been seemingly derailed here, which is critical, devastating injuries centered on your defense. Now, Ali McNeil being out for the year, Carlton Davis out for unless you make the title game, and David Montgomery looks like will be out for the year. So anybody else? I mean, I'm sorry that Goff didn't die yesterday. But yeah, we're taking a day of venting because you've gone from Super Bowl favorites to I can't imagine them getting there. David, what do you got?
Montgomery and McNeil now gone for the year. Are you kidding me? That's going to be it on Super Bowl talk for me. At some point, the amount of injuries just has cost you. These two are the latest dagger. Spot on, Mike and Rico. I tell people, as long as Davis and McNeil are still on the defense, we can survive. Well, now they're gone for the next six games, if they can make it to the next six games.
Yeah, it's crazy. Holmes did such a good job building this team. They had everything to do this. It was all there. And the best part is they have such high caliber coaches and they got such good leadership in that locker room. They were able to weather several storms, but eventually your house blows down. And I do. I feel like they lost the roof yesterday. Aleem McNeil, without nerding out, but yeah, if you have an elite defensive tackle in this league, there's a reason you pay him $30 million.
Yep. It's your run stopper.
It
just plugs the middle. Yes. He's the anchor.
Together.
Yeah.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah, there's only so many times that a tornado can come through your town and it just skips over your house.
Yeah.
It's only so many times that can happen. I just can't remember a team having this many significant injuries on one side of the ball. It just doesn't feel fair.
It's not fair. You have every right to yell, scream, cry, do whatever you like. It's not fair. You've had it taken from you.
Thank you, Mike, Rico. Everyone kept saying all day to me, we're still a 12-2 football team. No, they're not. Half that 12-2 team is on the sideline with a broken bone or a pulled tendon.
Yeah, it's
you're a 12-2 football team, but you don't get a trophy. You don't get a banner for being a 12-2 football team. Your hardest work was about to come up next, and now you don't have your defense. Most of your starters, most of your backups, they're not there. So you're playing with third stringers. Guys, you pulled off of practice squads. So while you celebrate being 12-2, okay, you don't get parades for that.
Goff needs to put up 42 points per game. No problem. He's being sarcastic.
Was that John from the morning show?
The only problem with that is you don't have David Montgomery.
That
so
changes
that's
everything.
Problematic.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
The Montgomery injury is just, that's like the chef's kiss on this deal. Because even if we go, all right, we're going to have to win shootouts. This defense is baked. It's over. All right, but the offense is whole. I mean, outside of Goff and Sewell, yeah, you could say Amon-Ra. But the reason your backfield is as effective as they are is it's a 1-2 punch. You don't get to touch your chandelier talking about Sonic and Knuckles and then not value when one of them dies.
Yeah. And the fact that David Montgomery is the type of person that you need in games like this because he eats the clock, he chews up and gets the yardage, and you control the time of possession, that's what you need. You need to keep your offense on the field longer. He's now gone. And now you're going to have to use Gibbs a lot more, and we're going to see how durable he is because he's your guy. He doesn't get the relief. He doesn't get to tap the helmet and have Montgomery come in.
Let's go to David 97.1. David, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. My percentage confidence here is about 1%. I don't understand the hope. We had to go for an onside kick with 10 minutes to go, down 10. If you think that's a normal thing to do, you must not watch a lot of football.
No, the last two games, Dan Campbell is telling you, I don't believe my defense can force a single punt. He did it against the Packers, and he did it here. And he's openly telling you he doesn't believe in the defense.
Our number one corner is Tyrion Arnold with a PFF ranking in the 50s. That's below a serviceable NFL player. Our next man was Rodriguez. Our next man was Nowoski. We're on the next guy, and that's for the D-line. I think if you're a Detroit fan, you say, hey, look, our organization's going in the right direction. We have a solid core. We got screwed this year by injuries. But I guess the one question I have for you guys is, you know, in the NBA, they rest players. They give them nights off and maybe they get fined for that.
Yeah.
Where do you say in the 17-game NFL season that an early bye means we need to play the subs, you know, down the road for a game?
Look, it's the folly of the sport right now. I mean, David, we've talked about this. The Lions got hurt with an extremely early bye. I don't know that you can manage it. Now, the NFL is about to offer the Players Association a deal, in heavy quotations. We're going to go to 18 games, and we're going to give you more money, but also a second bye week. That's really what has to happen. There just needs to be another bye week in here. And again, don't even get me started on Thursday Night Football in the month of December. 72-hour turnarounds at this stage of the season? Get a player off the record and ask him if they enjoy that.
I mean, as bad as it was for the Lions, I mean, you look at what the Chiefs have to go through. They have a game
to hell with the Chiefs
Saturday.
I don't care.
And then followed by, I'm just talking.
I know. I'm tired of them. I hope they play every day.
I'm talking about the scheduling, because then they got to turn around and play on Christmas.
I'm sorry. I'm bitter. I'm angry.
You are.
This was this town's Super Bowl. I'm pissed.
I was just trying to reinforce.
I know, and you're right. And that's what I hate about it even more. You being right is just something.
Merry Christmas, Rico.
I have had it. This is worse than when Clark Griswold got the Jelly of the Month Club. All right? This sucks. We're 12-2, and we don't even get to feel good about it.
All right. Let's just talk the Wings and Petrie. Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Hey, hope you're happy with Lalonde. You just cemented he's staying here forever.
Well, I mean, Jeff Petrie is doing his best impression of a competent defenseman now. I can't believe that happened.
Right, he pulled an Eric Carlson from 10 years ago. All right, we'll go to Jonathan 97.1. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey there. I agree with everything you guys are saying, and I don't want to sound like I'm smoking anything. But at the end of the day, we really lost by a touchdown yesterday. Does that say anything about maybe a miracle we can pull off with all the...
Jonathan,
I hear all the heartache. It was difficult to watch.
Jonathan, I'm going to say no, because when you really break that game down, Buffalo knew it's the clock. Clock's on our side. So if you want to take all this time to score this last meaningless touchdown, go ahead, because you're going to need a miracle and a half to get the ball back and then get down and score again. So they wanted you to take all the time off the clock. They didn't care that you scored that touchdown.
Well, by the way, really, it's probably less than a touchdown, because they each missed that ridiculous field goal early on. But your point still stands. Disappointing to see, but hey, we got another year coming. We'll pray.
No, it's the holidays. I didn't want to be mean, so I just avoided the whole call. 248-539-9797.
Yell at me.
No, I just if you think that was a 6-point game,
it was not a 6-point game. And like I said, Buffalo knew. Yeah, you want to score? You go right ahead. We're going to let you just chew up all the clock that you want. Oh, J-Mo scored the final. Good for you and all the fantasy owners who have him.
And nobody cares.
But you're not going to win this game.
Well, and again, you know, part of your success yesterday as well. I mean, Buffalo certainly is healthier than you. They had one rash of injuries to both starting safeties, plus they lost a backup safety. By the end of that game, their instructions were, don't let anything behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Just let them take their time. Let them work their way down the field. Somebody warm the bus.
Yeah. Can't let that Amon-Ra touchdown. We can't let that happen again.
All right. Everything sucks. Let's do a football today. Well, why don't we just get to the story of the day? Can we say the Lions Super Bowl dream is dead? You're fine if you say no, but can you say that?
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can say that, Mike. I was building up to that, but you know what? Let's just start with dessert first. Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was a foreplay element to this.
There's a process. You have to trust it.
Oops.
But yes, you can say that their Super Bowl... being the Super Bowl favorites, that's over. Can they make it there? It's a slim chance. But, yeah, right now, making the playoffs, winning a game or two, maybe the best that you get. And you hope that the games are in the Ford Field.
Yes, you can definitely say that their Super Bowl chances are dead. They're done. Sorry. Maybe
you're saying
year.
Done, dead?
They're done.
Zero.
Zero.
David, you sure?
Yes. Too many injuries. I'm sorry, I just can't see it. I know we got to wait for the bracket. I know everyone's to say, let's wait and see how it plays out. No, I'm sorry. I don't see it, no matter what it is.
All I'll say is I'm not ready to say it's dead, but it's in a coma.
Oh, I think I'm in like single digits.
Yeah, I'm making it 10% shot. Why? Because football's weird. But you went from being the favorite and a team I expected to win the Super Bowl. Minimum expected to get there to a team now, it's all hope. That's how bad the injuries are. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the date.
That's okay.
That went zero to real quick.
Can we say, well, I was going to start with some college stuff first.
Yeah, let's do it. Go ahead. Rewind.
Can we say that Army was broken by Notre Dame?
No, because they bombed Tulane. I just think we could say Army wasn't that good.
So overrated?
Yeah. Okay. And that's fine enough. Like, they had a really nice year for them. But they played one real team, got smoked. I think what we can say is we're living in Wonka land. Army played a conference championship game the week prior in 20-degree weather and then had to play Navy. Navy got to sit by the fireplace. I think stuff like that matters.
And that does change everything because usually normally they get 2 weeks each where they can prepare, put everything together. But 1 week for one team changes everything.
You know what? I'm about to just throw another log on this fire of hate over here.
Sure. All right. What's up?
Can we say, I already know the answer, but can we say that college football has to do some serious reevaluation with the bowl systems and the transfers and like Army situation of playing a conference game and then you still have a regular season game that you have to play.
And then your bowl opponent opts out?
Marshall opts out because they don't have a coach or players.
Well, and today you saw Penn State's backup, who is their Wildcat quarterback, a guy they've used in short yardage, Pabula or whatever his name is, he hit the portal. That's a playoff team. I mean, Drew Aller rolls an ankle. Who's the quarterback? The answer is yes to all of the above. My faith that it'll happen? My faith in that is lower than the Lions winning a Super Bowl.
Boy, you know what? I write these down in cryptic language and you can still read them. The next one, David. What? Can we say that Drew Aller made the right decision going back to Penn State?
I'm going to say yes, but David, please.
Yes, yes, he did. He's not an NFL quarterback, and where else is he going to go?
Well,
but to stay at Penn State.
The transfer portal?
Yes.
Some ding-a-ling will pay you $3 million bucks the way this is going.
To be fair, you're right. Anybody will pay you.
But year two under Andy Kotelnicki's offense, I do think they'll have better weapons next year. Yeah, return, get a first-round grade.
Can we say that the right person won the Heisman this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, I voted for him. I'm guilty. If you want to take me to test because I didn't vote for Jenty, yeah, I did. I had Travis Hunter 1, Jenty 2, Cam Ward 3. It was boring to me. I watched a lot of Jenty's games, and I love him. But, man, when you're surviving 17-13 in Laramie, when you're barely beating San Jose State, when you're like, and I'm sorry, but it wasn't the dominance that he displayed against Oregon. In totality, great year.
Right.
I just decided to go with Hunter because he's something you just don't see.
Well, it's funny because you didn't even have the guy I had number one on your list.
Who's that?
I had Dillon Gabriel.
Really?
Dillon Gabriel. This is what David and I were arguing about the other day.
I just enjoyed seeing you two yell at each other.
Dillon Gabriel just had big game after big game after big game. Never disappointed. Just went out there, 3 touchdowns. He runs for 2. He does everything that you ask him to do. He had 1 scare all year. But other than that, in a big-time game, he stepped up, got the job done.
Yeah, he had big-time game. UCLA, Michigan State, Purdue, Illinois, Michigan, Maryland, Wisconsin.
Okay, so David, tell me the difficult game that Travis Hunter played.
Now, that is the part where
you're right.
There was no difficult game on his schedule, but he did dominate who he played.
If that's the case, then put Curtis Rourke up there.
I just think it's pretty special to see a guy who could be a first-round pick as a receiver or a corner.
Yeah, either side.
And he does both. No one's wrong.
Right.
I don't think he's crazy for voting for Gabriel.
Not at all.
I'm like, the only thing that happened with Gabriel was he just kept winning, and we just dismissed him as, it's just Oregon.
They're number one again. They're number one again.
Oregon,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And he didn't have the hype train that – he didn't have a coach like Deion out there just pushing this guy saying, vote for him.
All right.
Can we say that Kansas City should sit Mahomes in one of the next 2 games or maybe even both to try to keep their Super Bowl dreams alive? High ankle sprain.
Yeah.
Came out that Patrick Mahomes has.
If the doctors say that some rest could help him, my answer is yes. No one's catching him.
I would.
But again, you may lose that number one seed, but they didn't need it last year.
I don't want to lose that, but what? Who's close to them? The Bills with three losses?
Yeah.
So you've got one game to play with. Rico, if the doctor said it would help, yes. Because it's going to take everything he has to drag that corpse across the finish line. Your injuries on defense or their injuries on offense?
See, here's the thing. You just said it, Mike. I don't think anyone's catching him for the number one seed. So, yes. While everyone wants to say, yes, the regular season is great and wonderful. You want to see him on Christmas Day.
I don't care.
What's important for them is they want to try to three-peat. So sitting your quarterback for two games to prepare for the playoffs may be what's best.
Okay. Can we say that Josh Allen wrapped up the MVP yesterday?
No. Because Lamar answered with five touchdowns, too. Got to let the last 3 weeks play out for me. I'm fine if you say he's a leader in the clubhouse, but I'm not ready to say that. No.
See, I'm ready to say yes. I wasn't even thinking of Lamar Jackson. I was just thinking the other guy for me was Saquon. But it's a quarterback award, so you don't see it.
You know what? But you're right. And Mike brings up a good point. We judge Lamar based off of what Lamar's already done. So it's like, oh, okay, well, I've seen this before. Do something else. Get eight touchdowns, and then I'll say something. But you're right. You're right. He should be in the discussion as well. Can we say, based upon a radio interview where Jerry Rice kind of criticized Deebo Samuel, can we say that former players should just keep their mouth shut because they're not playing in today's games? They had their time. Or should they be allowed to come out and say what they, you know, and criticize folks?
I think it depends. If a guy's using some intelligence and nuance and understands the game, he's welcome, certainly, with their perspective to comment. But when you're just going to be a meathead about stuff and you played before TVs existed, I kind of don't really want to hear from you. It's the same thing with, like, old NBA heads. Guys, the game was different. Like, if you're not going to evolve, then why would I want to hear your opinion? That's just me. I don't know. Go ahead, David.
And I understand what you're saying, but for this one, Jerry needed to talk because he's right. You can't sit here and complain about not getting the ball. You get the ball and you drop it. You miss your opportunity. This one, speak. But on surface, what Mike is saying is right. It depends. If you're an old guy just trying to say, no, I'm sorry, the game has changed, you should shut up.
Okay. We got time for one more, David?
Yes.
Can we say, no matter what Las Vegas tells you, you never, ever, ever bet on Carolina Panthers? I had this conversation with Cookies yesterday.
So bad.
And as the game is playing out, I just kept pointing to the screen saying,
so bad.
Their first three drives were what? Interception, fumble, fumble?
Yeah, I lived it. Thank you.
Yes, it was.
I'm hitting the portal. You can say whatever you want. That was maddening. And that is, can we say that?
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase one of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to five times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.